Unit 4. The question has been asked countless times, and we may finally be close to an answer. The question has been asked countless times, and we may finally be close to an answer. More recently, scientists have taken a more active role in looking for inhabited planets. More recently, scientists have taken a more active role in looking for inhabited planets. Both use indirect methods by examining stars to see if a planet is in its system. Both use indirect methods by examining stars to see if a planet is in its system. By measuring a star's wobble, we can verify that a planet is in the system. By measuring a star's wobble, we can verify that a planet is in the system. When a planet passes or transits in front of a star, it causes the light from the star to dim slightly. When a planet passes or transits in front of a star, it causes the light from the star to dim slightly. Once a planet is found, steps are taken to check if it's habitable. Once a planet is found, steps are taken to check if it's habitable. To be in this zone, the planet needs to be a certain distance from its star, not too close or too far away, so it can support liquid water. To be in this zone, the planet needs to be a certain distance from its star, not too close or too far away, so it can support liquid water. Many efforts in this galactic search are underway. Many efforts in this galactic search are underway. NASA, the U.S. Space Agency, sent the Kepler telescope into space in 2009. NASA, the U.S. Space Agency, sent the Kepler telescope into space in 2009. Future missions, such as Europe's Darwin mission and NASA's Terrestrial Planet Finder, plan to photograph exoplanets and study their atmospheres. Future missions, such as Europe's Darwin mission and NASA's Terrestrial Planet Finder, plan to photograph exoplanets and study their atmospheres.